Now a musical riddle that's more than 100 years old. It's buried in a piece by the late English composer Edward Elgar. The piece is Variations on an Original Theme, Opus 36. Everyone calls it the Enigma Variations. When Elgar wrote it, he hinted that there was a riddle hiding in the music. Elgar enthusiasts have been trying to solve it ever since. NPR's Daniel Estrin introduces us to one man who says he has.
The Enigma Variations made Edward Elgar famous. One of the variations has become a sort of national song of mourning. It was played at Princess Diana's funeral. The composition begins with this haunting theme. Followed by 14 variations on that theme. When the work debuted in 1899, the composer wrote this cryptic note.
The enigma I will not explain. Its dark saying must be left unguessed.
That's the voice of musicologist Julian Rushton, an Elgar expert who reads another clue.
Over the whole set, another and larger theme goes, but is not played.
Elgar never said what this enigma was. It's believed to be a famous tune that, if you played it along with the variations, would fit perfectly. For decades, sleuths of all stripes have tried to guess what it is. In the 1950s, a national magazine in the US ran a guessing contest. Over the years, people have suggested tunes like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Pop Goes the Weasel. The late violinist Yehudi Menuhin thought it was Rule Britannia. The late British musicologist Eric Sams argued for Auld Lang Syne in a minor key in this video clip.
Should old acquaintance becomes a chord on the orchestra like this, and then echoes.
None of these theories has ever convinced the majority of music scholars. Bob Paget of Plano, Texas, is not an academic. He used to work in insurance, but he's also a violinist who's played in professional orchestras. The conductor of one recounted the story of the enigma.
He made it sound so captivating, kind of like a murder mystery or something, like whodunit. At that point, I decided, you know, this is one of the great mysteries of classical music. I thought this would be an interesting puzzle to try and unravel.
In his car, Paget demonstrates something he used to do over and over.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Listen to a CD of the Enigma Variations and hum tunes to see if they'd fit.
Something like that. I wouldn't sing the lyrics, but I would try and see if I could fit it.
So that sounds awful, actually.
It does. There's too many dissonances. It's not a vertical fit. It doesn't work.
Paget is a devout Christian, and he says he prayed to God for help solving the enigma. That's when he stumbled upon a church hymn he thinks is the answer. Martin Luther's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Paget's laid out an elaborate theory in more than 100 blog posts involving cryptography and Christian symbols he believes Elgar embedded in the music. He says when you play the hymn with the music, it fits perfectly. You just have to piece together three different versions written by Luther, Bach, and Mendelssohn, and then play it backwards over Elgar's music, as in this recording Paget made. Paget presented this theory to Elgar expert Julian Rushton.
My problem with all this is to do with the way the music was composed in the first place. Do you compose music by working out an elaborate form of symbolism, cryptography, or do you basically write music as a musician?
Elgar wasn't just a musician. He was a cryptography nut. The year before he began writing the Enigma Variations, he wrote a coded letter, what's come to be called the Dorabella cipher, to a friend. Codebreakers are still trying to figure it out. Bob Paget is convinced Elgar did the same thing with the Enigma Variations.
I believe he wanted someone to decrypt his cipher to prove what the correct answer was. He created a cipher, and ciphers are meant to be broken. He wanted someone to break the cipher in order to validate the correct answer.
Paget has fought for recognition, emailing music scholars, trying to get his theory on Wikipedia. British scholar Julian Rushton says there's evidence to suggest the enigma might be a more abstract concept, not a hidden melody.
We just don't know. In those words, "we don't know," lies the chief fascination of the enigma, and which is why I personally take more interest in studying the music itself rather than the riddle, which is just what Elgar suggested one should do.
Composer Edward Elgar said the enigma should be left unguessed. But 119 years later, the guessing game continues. Last May, a policeman in Cleveland said he'd cracked the enigma. Daniel Estrin, NPR News.